This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin State Prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wisconsin hunters will be able to take nearly 273,000 deer and another 245,000 bonus antlerless deer this year. The Natural Resources Board set this year's quotas yesterday. Deer hunting begins in Wisconsin in September with archery season. The traditional 9-day gun season is November 23rd through December 1st. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. Six affordable housing developments around Wisconsin are splitting $525 million in state funding. The Vacancy to Vitality Initiative is the biggest housing investment ever made by the state. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority says it'll benefit senior living, workforce housing, and rehabilitation developments. Jobs tied to public works projects under the Inflation Reduction Act are raising standards for workers and improving worker standards. John Havlicek is a longtime teacher in La Crosse.
These are high-paying jobs, and when we couple that with the technical college, these folks can get their training, and they can raise families. They then, you know, buy their groceries. They go out for dinner.
Havlicek says all these things are making public worker unions stronger. Wisconsin's joining a number of other states in trying to get TurboTax to stop advertising its services as free. Attorney General Josh Call is joining 21 attorneys general asking the Federal Appeals Court to reject an appeal filed by the maker of TurboTax. The Federal Trade Commission last year ordered Intuit to stop advertising its services as free unless they're free to all customers. The attorneys general want that upheld. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Happy Friday, Cooley Region. I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 The Eagle, WLCX, and LaCrosseEagle.com. Here's what you need to know in southern Wisconsin. The Mississippi River at La Crosse is currently at just over 14 feet and is expected to stay there through at least the 4th of July, according to the National Weather Service. With the Mississippi River at moderate flood stage, several trails and boat landings along the river are closed, and La Crosse police are enforcing slow, no-wake zones to protect properties along the shorelines of both the Mississippi and Black Rivers. The Mississippi River is at major flood stage to the north, and flood emergencies have been declared south in Prairie du Chien. More wet weather is on tap for today into the evening. We'll have more details coming up in our forecast. La Crosse County residents have the chance to give their thoughts on the county's 5-year strategic plan. The plan will measure housing, infrastructure, jobs, and the environment. It's open to anybody who lives in La Crosse County. The survey is estimated to take only a few minutes to complete. You can take the survey between now and Sunday at 5 p.m. You can review the plan as well by going to lacrossecounty.org/plans. The county board will review and approve the plan at its regular meeting next month. USDA officials were in Viroqua for the groundbreaking of the city's new fire station. The USDA awarded a $5.2 million community facilities grant to help build a new 26,000 square foot fire station that will be used for the entire Viroqua Fire Department. It'll replace a facility that was built 60 years ago as a beer warehouse. Fire department workers had renovated it over the years using salvaged materials. Viroqua officials said that the new building will help the fire department expand services and have faster response times. Forward La Crosse has announced the final meeting dates for its bicycle and pedestrian master plan. So far, the plan has drawn hundreds of community members to participate in outreach, such as workshops and surveys. The next event is an advisory meeting on July 9th, followed by Planning Commission and Judiciary and Administration Committee meetings at the end of July. The final step is the La Crosse City Council meeting on August 8th. You can learn more about the master plan at forwardlacrosse.org. Now that the state of Wisconsin is receiving money as part of a settlement with opioid manufacturers, officials have begun distributing some of the money as grants to help communities around the state. In Monroe County, $250,000 is being given to the Sparta Police Department to support its community-based recovery program. The money will be used to hire a police officer who will focus on substance use cases. Wisconsin will receive $750 million over the next 15 years from the settlement. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you travel this summer. Just download the free Civic Media app from your device's app store. You can also find it at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have more sports, entertainment, and weather coming up for you next. For WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska from the Civic Media Newsroom in downtown La Crosse. Have a great weekend, everybody.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Chicago Cubs, and manager Craig Counsell, whose team has lost three of their last four series, the Cubs right now in last place in the NL Central.
This is the way the game works. You're going to have a result, and you're going to have a game the next day. And you can't let the result for the night before affect the result, you know, the play the next day. Obviously, we're not getting the results we want.
The NBA draft wrapped up. The Bucks selecting guard A.J. Johnson and 6'11" forward Tyler Smith out of Houston, Texas. There were a lot of trades for picks last night in the second round. Did the Bucks receive a lot of offers to give up their pick at number 33?
Yeah, I mean, especially where we were, there was a lot of conversation, calls from agents, calls from other teams wanting to move up into our spot, into our position. But we had our process in place and knew that if our player was there, we were definitely going to select that player.
That's the Bucks assistant general manager, Milt Newton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Killer Mike will not face charges after his arrest this past February at the 2024 Grammys. The rapper, whose real name was Mike Render, was taken from the award show in handcuffs after winning a Grammy for Best Rap Song and Performance. TMZ reported the incident happened after a physical confrontation. The Atlanta pop star claims the incident was due to an overzealous security guard. Summer is in full swing, and in Wisconsin, that means outdoor venues rule. Summerfest heads into weekend two with acts like REO, Keith Urban, and The Church. If you like outdoor summer theater, check out Door County's Peninsula Players. Their season opened last week and will run through October. The picturesque theater sits on the shores near Fish Creek and will offer shows this season like Mary's Wedding and The Angel Next Door. If you don't feel like venturing into the theaters this weekend and want to stay home, here's a Pete pick. Check out season three of The Bear. If you haven't seen any of the show, you've got three seasons worth. The Bear follows Carmi, a young chef who leaves his high-end culinary gig in New York to run the family Italian beef joint in Chicago while dealing with crazy characters and drama from his family, both biological and vocational. All 10 episodes of Season 3 dropped June 26th on Hulu. Speaking of The Bear, the show has an impressive amount of celebrity cameos this season. There never seems to be a shortage when the shows dominate the Emmys. Jamie Lee Curtis returns as Carmi's mom, Donna Brizzato. Josh Hartnett will appear as Ricky's ex-wife, Tiffany's new fiancé. John Cena plays a Brizzato family friend. Other guest stars include comedian John Mulaney, Community's Julian Jacobs, and John Bernthal, because he's in everything. In the summer that's seen several horror films released, the trend continues. A Quiet Place Day One is the third episode of the franchise, and despite the absence of Emily Blunt and John Krasinski, the film is reviewing very well on Rotten Tomatoes, grabbing an 86% so far. Despite the good reviews, Day One does not have much of a chance of knocking off Inside Out 2 at the box office. The sequel to Inside Out is expected to reach $1 billion faster than any animated film in history. The other highly anticipated film is Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1. Believe it or not, the film is even longer than the title. Horizon is a Civil War-era drama that clocks in at just over 3 hours, and that's Chapter 1, folks. Horizon is pulling a 44% on Rotten Tomatoes. Sean Penn and Dakota Johnson star in Daddy-O, which opens in limited release and is pulling a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms possible today and again tonight. Our high today, 75, with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy, 80. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.